95.7 The Hog, Daytona's Rock Station, Riggs Guy Intern Steve, and the captain of, well, Volusia County. That's Sheriff Mike Chitwood.
Woo!
The captain. Call him a sheriff for crying out loud. How you doing, man?
I was doing well till you demoted me.
Yeah, I know.
Probably a significant pay cut as well.
Yeah, I didn't mean to do that. I was going to say you're like kind of the captain of our ship, but then that is a demotion. You were the sheriff for crying out loud, and we're glad to steal some of your time. Last time we caught up, we had some stories about the ongoing COVID situation of Volusia County. I know that you use your social media for those who kind of seek out information about this stuff and might not believe the numbers they're hearing. You're out there, grassroots, real numbers. Tell us about what is happening currently in the landscape here.
Yeah, the last couple days, we've sort of kind of seen a steady numbers. Really not a big increase, really not a decrease. They're kind of steady. But as you can see, like everything else, our numbers have been growing. Unfortunately, fatalities have been growing as well, and we're no different than anybody else. But we're not as bad as some other places are in the United States. You still got to use common sense. I mean, I had it, and I know a lot of people had it, and I know a lot of people who in our community who had it who didn't make it, that they succumbed to it. So you've got to be smart in the way you're out and about in public. You know, there's nothing wrong with wearing a mask when you're going to Walmart and Publix, and there's nothing wrong with washing your hands. There's nothing wrong with social distancing. Just be smart till that vaccine gets rolled out.
Yeah, and that is certainly something that I know the state of Florida is ready. I know the governor was talking about it this week as well. Is that one of those situations that will necessitate you and your staff trying to make that as smooth? Because I would imagine, you know, once you get the general public starts lining up for vaccinations or whatever that situation looks like, I would imagine you guys would have to be involved in that, right?
We'll probably be asked to provide security just as we did when they did the testing out at the fairgrounds. But, you know, for the most part, the community understands what's going on. And, you know, there were really no issues at any of the testing sites because everybody knows, hey, we're all in this together and we'll just take our time and we'll get through it. That's what Americans do.
That's right. And Sheriff, you mentioned you had coronavirus. You've dealt with all the bad effects, the after effects, and obviously, fortunately for you, not as bad as some of the other people that we know. So, for the bulk of the people who are still in that mode where they think it was a political agenda or they think it was something else, what do you say to those people at this point?
I could tell you when I was laying on the bathroom floor for 24 hours because of the fever and the nausea and the body aches and the insomnia. There was no political ploy there. It was the sickest that I have ever been in my life. And I've had pneumonia twice. I've had bronchitis. I've had the flu. I've been hit by a pickup truck, for Christ's sake.
Oof.
And nothing can compare to those 5 or 6 days of hell, because that's what they were. They were hell. And that's why I know that folks that have pre-existing health conditions, I can understand how their body can't overcome the virus.
Yeah, powerful picture you paint right there, and certainly for people who are trying to avoid the proper precautions, maybe take some of those words and change some things around.